Hello, this is O Medusa. We all know who is Medusa, what she's capable of, and how she is capable of turning anyone who gazes upon her. Look at her face. Look into her eyes, as well as her snakes, her venomous snakes, how they slowly turn you into stone, how you become petrified and turn into stone, turn into a statue. This is the power of Medusa. No one is safe. No one is ever safe when they encounter her. And it seems like Medusa has targeted you. She has decided you are her next victim. Of course, you can try to resist. You will try to resist and not gaze upon her. But be careful. She is cunning. She has her ways. And she can be very persuasive. So fight as much as you can. Resist for as long as you can, but in the end, there is no escape. There is no escape from her gaze, from Medusa's gaze. It all starts from exactly where you are. You close your eyes and do your best to keep them closed. As you know if you ever open them, if you peek, you will turn into stone. You can sense her. You can sense Medusa's presence. You can feel her breath in the air. And you start to hear her snakes hiss. You can hear them all moving around, slowly getting closer, closer and closer to you. You start to hear her voice, a soft, seductive, captivating voice. You feel it drawing you in as soon as she starts to talk. What do we have here? Seems like we found our new victim, my babies. You instantly hear the snake's hiss, and you feel shivers. Shivers from the thought of gazing upon her and getting petrified. But you can't help it. You can't help but notice how good the sound of her voice is, how you feel drawn into it. You remain strong though. You don't move. You don't peek. You have your eyes completely shut as she continues to talk. Seems like we have a fighter here. Foolish. Many have tried to resist. But in the end, you feel her right in front of you. as her snakes slowly start to caress your cheeks, feeling them soft on your skin, sending shivers down your spine. She continues, "In the end, you all fall. You all fail. You all lose." She leans closer to your ears, whispering softly, almost seductively. Her voice is so captivating, drawing you in more and more. In the end, you are all mine. You hear that and gasp. That tone, that whisper, it really hits you. And you can feel your resistance start to fade. It starts to crack. Medusa notices, and you imagine her face. Her face is beautiful. The snake hair aside, you realize how beautiful she is. You notice her eyes, her wide eyes, her pretty wide eyes. Their gaze. You know this is in your head. You start to see the snakes, the venomous snakes, hissing as they all gaze upon you, following your eyes, never losing track of you. You are their target. You are all they care about. Although you know this is all in your head, you still can't help and feel your body tensing up and your resistance getting weaker by the second as she continues to whisper in your ear, so soft, so captivating. Drawn in by every word you hear. Resistance getting weaker and your mind getting fuzzier. You start to wonder, would it really be so bad to just peek? Just a little peek. It won't do any harm. She probably won't even notice. Just a little peek. As if she's reading your mind, you hear her voice, her sweet, seductive voice saying, "It's okay, you can peek, I won't do anything, you can trust me, I won't harm you." You hear her words. And you can't deny, you kind of believe her. And you really want to look. You really want to look at her face. That beautiful face of hers. You really want to do it. But you still have some resistance left. You know if you did. If you opened your eyes, you will get lost in her gaze, and you will be turned into stone, but you still can't help it. You really want to look into her eyes. You hear her voice so close to your ears, whispering seductively. Do it. Open your eyes and let me take care of everything else. It's just so hard. It's so hard to resist anymore. And you can't fight it anymore. You open one eye, half an eye, but you instantly gasp. You instantly gasp and open both eyes from what you see before you. You see her eyes, her wide, beautiful eyes, looking straight at you, gazing upon you, along with her hair. The snakes, all focused on you, all looking at you, gazing upon you. You can't even process what's happening. You don't even know. You see her eyes, all the eyes, looking at you, focusing all their attention on you. Staring right at you. You realize what is happening. You finally realize. Your body suddenly feeling so tense. Your body is getting hard. Your body is turning into stone. Your legs are stuck. Are heavy. You can't move them. And you still can't look away. You are stuck. This is how it will be. How you will remain. How you will remain as a statue like this. Turning into stone. Moving up. The transformation. Turning your legs. Your waist. Your body. Completely into stone. You keep on looking, staring at her eyes, those beautiful eyes. As you know, this is the last thing. This is the best thing. The best thing you can get lost in. In these final moments, before you are completely turned into stone, completely petrified, until you hear the alarm. Once you hear it, you will return to normal. You will wake up, able to move, able to walk. Back to normal and refreshed, enjoying how intense the experience was and how well it went, as you just gazed at those beautiful eyes, the snakes, all looking straight at you, staring. You can see the smirk on Medusa's face. She knows you are hers now, and you now know with these final seconds, this is her power. This is the power of Medusa's gaze.